It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I'm super excited because I got to pee today.
Hey. What you got?
I got to pee. So are you guys familiar with FOMO?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
fear
is it?
Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
Fear of missing out. Yeah. That's right. You're like, what's everybody doing without me? There's a new concept for 2025. JOMO.
I like it already.
The joy of missing out.
Oh, it's a good
thing.
Okay.
It just made the news, and here's some audio from it.
So FOMO, the fear of missing out, has been replaced by JOMO, the joy of missing out.
Yes.
I love this.
Yeah, we have a writer, Cheryl Burke, wrote an essay for today.com about how her resolution is all about embracing the joy of missing out. There's so much pressure for us to say yes to every invitation, to constantly be keeping up with social media, to like do all of the things. And she's like, sometimes it's okay to just, you know, say no to something and not feel guilty about it. Sit on your couch, binge a little bit, and just not feel like you have to do all the things all the time.
That's essentially your life, isn't it, Katie?
Oh, come on. I do stuff, and I like
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
I do a lot of stuff.
You do.
But I like the idea of not having to do stuff, because that makes me not want to do it.
I am going to embrace the heck out of
this. Yep. Yeah.
Knick-knack jam packs our schedule every weekend. I'm going to be like, whoa.
JOMO.
I'm in my JOMO journey this year. It's on my vision board and everything. So, sorry, good. Can't do all this crap for you this weekend.
Because when it's required, it's even more so that you don't want to do it, right?
And I think the big element of it, too, is keeping up with the social media and stuff. And you're seeing everything going on and you're just kind of like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't need to do anything.
I love it.
I know you need to be at all these parties that you're posting and stuff. I absolutely love it too. On the heels of that, they are saying that right now it is also no buy January, where you're only going to focus on your necessities this month, like rent, groceries, and utilities.
Yeah.
The challenge involves skipping all the non-essentials. All of you in line for your coffee this morning.
Oh.
Any sort of fun outings, impulse purchases of any sort as you're wandering through Target. Because you all know, we go in for four things and you leave out $300 later.
I see so many things and I'm like, oh, I could totally use that. I could totally get that. Jerry, I needed the PS5 this month.
That's what you did. Sure.
That's what I needed.
Required.
So there's your two biggies for January. No buy January. And for the rest of the year, JOMO, the joy of missing out.
I like that.
Two big positives today.
That is positive.
That is really nice.
Who got the M?
I do. I'm about to bring you down, Jeremy.
Jeremy,
I know he's not going to like this.
No, Katie.
Both Macy's and Kohl's announced that they're closing stores.
Not my Kohl's.
And it's going to affect Colorado. Yeah.
Jeremy.
What about my Kohl's cash?
I know. Yep. Hang on to it. Well, here's the thing.
You're not $4,000 in Kohl's
cash. You're not buying enough from Kohl's.
You need to spend that. What do you think? It's going to gain interest or something? Yeah. Go use it. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
$4,000. What are you doing over there?
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
He uses his
really
Kohl's
like,
cash.
Jeez Louise.
It expires, Katie.
So Macy's and Kohl's both only closing one store each. So not huge, but they're doing it to keep up with trends. They're saying that they have a lot of stores that are just not doing the best, so they're closing the ones that aren't performing as well. In Denver, the Macy's that they're closing is going to be the one, it looks like, Macy's is the one in Northfield. So the Stapleton shops up there, you probably won't be. And then the Kohl's is the one near the Aurora Mall.
Oh, I'm good.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
You're
so
good.
Just in case you are in the area and venturing out, they are going to close those stores. So yeah, it's hopefully going to be a part of their bold new chapter, is what they're calling it, so that they can really focus on the stores that are doing well and their online sales. So they're
I ordered quite a bit of junk online for Christmas from Kohl's. Yes.
They're going to amp up their online presence, and that really is the move behind all of this. But
Kohl's has changed a little bit, though. They're definitely more expensive than they used to be.
Yeah.
And I think it's because
they
those discounts on, and you think you're getting a good deal. You're like, oh, I got a 40% off coupon today, but then it like makes it normal price that it is on Amazon, I've noticed.
Well, and then it doesn't apply to things on this rack or that
rack. Yeah, or their Nike stuff, which ticks me off.
Exactly. All the good stuff, you can't get in on that. So
there
you go.
Well, where there is one store closing, there will be many, probably. They messed with the Macy's at Southwest Plaza, if I recall.
Did they?
Which would have been my Macy's. They turned it into like a delivery center or something.
Oh, so they closed that one down.
I think it's closed now.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Huh.
So. Went the way of Sears.
That's sad. It went the way of Sears. Sure my did. Craftsman tools. All right, Josh, what's the interesting?
I got the eye today. And this one, you know, I'm kind of the sports guy on the show.
Kind
of. I love
hey
my.
Now.
Well, I'm the sports kidding. Guy. No, no, no. Sports guy. Well, compared to Jeremy. We all know that the Broncos are playing this weekend. They're going to be playing the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs for the first time in almost a decade. Goodness. Yeah. But there's a big-time Buffalo Bills player who spent a lot of time, about a decade, with the Denver Broncos. That's Von Miller. And this was interesting. He
even
was
I know Von Miller.
You do
know Von Miller.
I know Von
yes.
Miller.
Von Monster.
He was interviewed yesterday about going up against his former team.
Mm-hmm.
This guy loves the Denver Broncos.
Oh, no,
he
I love him, too.
Bleeds orange and blue. He went on for 2 minutes and 20 seconds strictly about the Denver Broncos yesterday. He said he loves them. And, you know, there's a lot of tough sports guys that go, hey, I'm not on that team anymore. I hate them.
Yeah.
And he goes, I can't even pretend to hate the Denver Broncos. Mm. He loves them so much. He goes, I got so much joy out of them. He was Super Bowl 50 MVP.
Yeah.
Like, that is huge
yeah.
Yeah.
with the Denver Broncos. We all know he won another Super Bowl with the LA Rams a couple years ago. And he doesn't even talk about that.
He talks
about his time with the Broncos and how much it meant to be a Denver Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
And when the day he retires, he will sign a one-day contract. He'll retire a Denver Bronco. And
really?
Go to the, oh, yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah.
One, oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
do a one-day contract, and you retire officially a Denver Bronco. He'll do that. He'll be in the Ring of Fame. He will be in the Hall of Fame as a Denver Bronco. I love it. This guy can't even pretend to hate the Broncos. He has so much
That's
love
pretty
for
solid,
them.
Actually, for I somebody
love
to do that.
So
it's so cool.
He talk about your former employer like that.
He got almost emotional.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the day he got traded to the Rams. He was in tears.
Oh, it was so sad
was
for
the
everybody.
The saddest thing I was experiencing because he was in the car.
I had Jomo with that.
He
loves
bad.
You. He loves you.
You know
the
what
Denver
I love
Broncos.
About Von Miller too.
Tell
is
me now.
He has a chicken farm down in
Texas. He does.
And he loves it, man. One of my favorite sound bites from Von Miller's are chicken is dope, man.
Chickens are dope.
Chickens are dope, man. Like, it's the best. He's such a down to earth guy. He walks around with a cowboy hat. Like, his fashion sense is on point.
But Katie, you want to eat all his
Miller.
Chickens.
I do want to eat all his chickens. I know. Chickens
That's
are dope.
Do you think once we move on from this radio station years and years down the road that we could come back and sign a one-day contract?
I hope so.
Just to say we retired from Mix?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. I like that.
Let's put it out in the universe. Right?
We'll do that right now.
Yeah.
Might we'll be happening soon. We don't know.
Stop. No.
Uh-oh. There's your PMI with Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Denver's Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.